Hello, everybody. My name is GB. Welcome back to my channel. As you know, I do ASMR videos and a certain type of ASMR video is the food eating, the mukbang type, and I've never attempted one before. Mukbang, to be fair, I've seen a lot of ways to pronounce it. I'm not sure what the correct one is. This is, to my knowledge, how you pronounce it. It's an eating show, almost. And what we're going to do today is simply eat, chat, and enjoy some of these goodies that I picked up. We have macarons. These are always like what I call macaroons, but then more cultured people oftentimes will correct me, so I think these are macarons, whereas a macaroon is like a coconut cookie. As you can tell, I'm very food knowledgeable. And then we have mochi. These have been sitting out for a couple minutes. I've been trying to get them a bit squishier. And what mochi is, it's essentially like doughy flour, sweet, it's sweet. And then on the inside of these is ice cream. So we have a bunch of different flavors. Hopefully I will remember all the flavors. And then here, we have a tiny bowl. Ginger snap hearts, and these are so good, and they're not too sweet, and that's why I like them. So I thought that they would be a good kind of crunchy break in between foods. I also added some fresh berries in case we get a little too sugary, but still in like the sugar dessert theme. My mug of water. Hydrate. So, a lot of eating channels, you know, they'll either chat through the whole thing, and that's more like the mukbang, like the eating show. Some of them, no talking, just go to town on like mass amounts of food. I'm gonna go the chatty route because I feel like that suits my channel more. My personality. I've seen a ton of incredibly, honestly talented, like, I know it sounds silly at first, maybe, to be like, is it talented? But this is my second take at this video. Try to film yourself doing a mukbang and then you'll understand. SAS, ASMR, S-I-S, ASMR is my personal favorite. But I've watched a lot of people do eating shows. Pomo on her Twitch sometimes does like tea time. That's really, really, really peaceful. But I'm gonna be doing some eating. Just to sort of experiment and get out of my comfort zone. I can't imagine my channel really delving into this niche, but I thought one video would be kind of fun. And we picked the dessert type eating shop. So, without further ado, let's start with this raspberry macaron that's been calling my name. So, sort of a hard, delicate shell on the outside, and you can actually lift it up, softer cake and creamy goodness, sweetness on the inside. A little bit cold, which is so nice. Why I love macarons is you get the outer crunch, and then it's immediately soft and sort of just like spongy melts in your mouth. The raspberry is not too overwhelming, but it's definitely raspberry. I can't remember the first time I had one of these. Like the first time in my life. I'm not sure. But I do know that eating one makes you want to eat another one immediately after. Make Nutella out of, in case you didn't know. I just want to tap on everything. That might not be normal for regular mukbang videos. Hazelnut flavor. This doesn't taste almost nothing like Nutella. It's really good. But it's almost more coffee-like. What is this? Salted caramel. I'm confused. I'm already confused about what flavors I'm supposed to be eating. I'm certain this is hazelnut. Not what I was expecting, but it's good. But I also can't put a finger on it, you know what I mean? Interesting. This one is a different consistency as the others. It's not easy to bite. Like, I'm like squishing it down and nothing's happening. This one's definitely salted caramel. Just dropped a bit. Did you say caramel? Leave that one there. It could be the caramel sort of making it thicker, maybe? Perhaps. Let's actually eat everything as in a row as we can, just in case somebody prefers one sound of food to another. That's how we're gonna handle this. So let's taste all of these before we move on. We will have a little intermission. This is cookies and cream. You can see it's like milky white, like the little specks that usually come from the crumbled Oreo cookie. They really put the emphasis on the cream. They really put the cream in cookies and cream. Interestingly, I like the raspberry the best, like above and beyond. For our last one here, this is pistachio. Pistachio, it's hard to beat for me. Pistachio ice cream. Oh, we have a lemon down here. When I was a little kid, pistachio was my favorite flavor of ice cream. Still is, I think, I would say. And I remember I learned how to read quite early as a child. So I'm sure my parents thought I was going to be very smart, and then I plateaued around age 14. And I remember sitting in an ice cream parlor, it was like a restaurant, but they served a lot of ice cream. On this board that spun around, so wherever you were sitting, you could read all the flavors because it would like move for you. And the only one I couldn't read was pistachio. Fun fact. Heavenly. I am a fan of that. I am a fan. It's very nutty, and it has the consistency that the raspberry has. One had the one, like the sort of consistency that I like, which is like the thin, hard shell outside. It's not too sweet, but it's definitely a dessert. And the flavor goes like, you eat it, you eat it, you eat it. I don't like that. Does that make sense? Inside's very nice. Did you see how it's like softly and like pulled apart? Imaginary points to whoever can guess the city on the other side of this mug. If you follow my Twitch, you might have seen this before, because I drink coffee all stream. I actually had G Fuel before this. Can you guess? Here we go. I'm half German. Milwaukee has really fun German influence in history. So you can find like a lot of amazing German food there. You get the beer and the brats and the wurst and the cheese is Wisconsin based, but you know, you add cheese onto anything and it's gonna be a good time. But there are like a lot of little houses and stores that look like something that you'd find out of a Grimm's fairy tale in Milwaukee. And I always thought it was pretty cool. I always go to the same places when I go out to eat there. And it's, I think it's possible to do in one day. There's a video game bar there where they have, it's all games actually, so it's like they have all the board games. They have a bunch of TVs hooked up behind the bar and individual booths and tables. And so you can like ask to get a game. And they have like all the consoles, Xbox, Wii, PlayStation, etc. And you look through their library of games, and you can play them while you drink if you're 21. I think you have to be 21 to enter. And all of the drinks are so fun. There's like Lord of the Rings drinks. They had butterbeer from Harry Potter. It just sounds like this really fun menu.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
So if you're in Milwaukee, I don't remember the name of it off the top of my head. But I think if you Google like gaming bar Milwaukee, you'd probably find. It's so sour. That is tart. Mm-mm. I'm not taking another bite of that. A little punch. Good lord. Just gonna eat a raspberry. Is it weird that I can taste that these are organic? And the reason I say that, maybe they're just like a little bit unripe. But the reason I say that is because they taste exactly like the raspberries I would eat on my German grandparents' farm. And you pull them straight off the bush, sort of thing. And I've been eating raspberries like a ton these last few months, but this is the first time I've tasted like this. Really good. save the bloobs for now. Bloobs. Okay. These are sufficiently bubbly, soft. I don't remember the flavors. Oh, you know what? I do. Blueberry, mango, green tea, mocha chocolate, sakura, raspberry, no, strawberry. I really like strawberry mochi, so I'm gonna save that one, and I really like green tea mochi. Let's try the mango. You see how it squishes up? Okay. Come here. Do you hear that? So soft. That is so good. The mochi is super perfectly chewy. The ice cream melts so fast in your mouth. I was not expecting to like the mango one so much. I made a bit of a mess. Do I have anything on my face? You can't tell me. If you gave that to me and like a blind taste test, it would take me a long time to guess that that was blueberry. Let's eat a blueberry. Not the same. Interesting. Let's take a little ginger snap break. I'm about to go get a napkin. These are just tiny little hearts. But I thought they would make nice crunchy sounds. Maybe they'll be too loud. Mmm. I really like these. They're the perfect snack. If you like measure them out before you start eating them. Otherwise I can see myself, they come in like a box of much, much more than this. I can see myself eating like all of them, but it's traveling back to Mochi Land. So this is the Sakura one. So it's like, if I'm not mistaken, like cherry blossom. That's a little like flowery, perfumey. Try the other pink one, we're gonna find out. Look at this. Okay. I don't want it to explode. But there's something on it. Okay. I completely decimated it. I think this is why you have to like one bite them, but they're just sort of big enough to be too big for one bite. Okay. So that was mocha chocolate. That flavor was really good. Very coffee-like. Definitely still got like the chocolate bits in it, but the mocha flavor, very intense and sort of like overpowered the mochi. I think some flavors are more complementary to the mochi outside, which I think like on its own tastes really amazing. I really liked that, but I think I prefer something like green tea. Our last little mochi. Sorry, this wasn't a clean process, but I figured we can eat some bloobs. They're a little bit frozen. I do think it's pretty satisfying, unfortunately, when somebody who's doing a mukbang, like, completely clears their plate. That was a little blueberry swimming in the ice cream. That was my goal. Like I said. I guess most mukbangs that I've seen, a person doesn't finish. They usually, like, have a lot of food and, like, try a bit of each. So maybe I shouldn't be so hard on myself. Let's take one bite of the green tea mochi and call it a day. So squishy. Green tea and mochi are best friends. They go so well together. Finish our water. This went by a lot faster than I thought it would. So, I hope you enjoyed. Let me know what you think. If you guys watch a lot of mukbangs, let me know how this was similar or different in a bad way, in a good way. But I'm definitely not gonna promise doing it again. I think if I did, I would do. I see a lot of people doing, like, fast food. After you eat a bunch of sugar, like, something salty sounds really good, like fries or chicken or something like that. Or I see some people do, like, pasta. Would be interesting. Otherwise, I think I would have to try something based on the texture, like, all crunchy foods or, you know. Anyway. Sleep well, everyone. I don't know if people sleep to these or just relax to them. I don't think I've ever fallen asleep to one. But I hope you enjoyed this experiment and